A word for you from Psalm 127 verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. This wonderful psalm becomes more significant to us if we read the heading which says A Song of Ascents of Solomon. It does say in another place, I think in Chronicles, that Solomon wrote over 5,000 proverbs and a good 20 plus psalms or songs, because this is a song. And perhaps it was because he was so aware that his duty of building the temple was worth nothing unless the Lord is in it. On the other hand, there are some translations that say in the beginning here that it is for Solomon, this psalm. And there are commentators who say that perhaps David himself wrote this for his son Solomon, knowing that he, David, could not build the temple. Remember that the temple was simply a tabernacle until the building of the final temple. It was a mobile tent, you could say. And then God said, David, you have shed too much blood because of all the wars that you've been involved in. Only your son can build it. Unkulunkulu wathi, wena David, usuwachithi gazi eliningi, ngeke ngisakuvumela ukuthi ulakhe itempeli. Ngizomyala uSolomon ukuthi kube uyena. And so David, though, was fully conscious that unless the Lord is in it, all that Solomon does is in vain. Many of the Proverbs and in Ecclesiastes one finds as well, Solomon speaks about vanity. And then he even mentions, I've done this, I've done that, I've built this, I've built that. But all of it is vanity. Perhaps the consciousness that if the Lord wasn't in it, because he went astray later on in his life, it made everything to be in vain. And so it is absolutely true for you and me as well, that unless the Lord is busy himself, he doing the work in our lives, it is all in vain. And yet it doesn't exclude human responsibility. But in the first place, it must be God himself who is busy with you. He who has called you, he who has convicted you, he who has forgiven you, and then enabled you to live and work for him.